proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're teaching on understanding our divinity. And when I say divinity, I mean that which is in us that is the same as in God. You see, you and I, the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, are His offspring. Offspring means that we came off from Him, that we are actually children of the living God. Now, I'm not talking about your flesh, but I'm talking about the real you, the spirit you that's inside. We have come from God, and we have His same nature. And that nature is a nature of love, but also that nature is a nature to rule. So you and I have been placed in this planet to rule. Now, we're not just to let anything go on in this planet, but what happens, we have to be trained up for this reigning. So we're calling this particular teaching becoming kingdom-minded. You see, we get saved, but now after we get saved, we got to renew our minds to what we really are and what we can really do here in this earth. Well, let's get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. Let's find out what you can do. Praise the Lord. It's called kingdom mentality.
When people do not feel righteous or unrighteousness, the Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. What does it do? It separates you from God. So it's to the enemy's advantage to keep you condemned, to keep you reminded about your past, something that he can keep you in that place where you can't get the knowledge of God, so that you can get the peace of God, so that you can get the prosperity of God, and you get paralyzed because ain't nothing left but fear and unbelief, and paralyzed there, and you don't go any further. So one of the ways that you get rid of fear is through the knowledge of God. But there's another way you can get rid of fear, and that's through perfect love. Let's go to 1 John, please. 1 John. Praise our Lord. 1 John, and let's look at 1 John and chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is what? Love. And he that dwelleth in what? Love. Keep going. Dwelleth in God. Keep going. And God in him. Herein is your love made perfect, that we may have what? Boldness. Keep going. In the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is what? No fear in love. But what? Perfect love. Keep going. Cast out fear. Because fear has what? Torment. He that feareth is what? He's not made perfect in love. We love him because he what? He first loved us. Now, there is no fear in love. In love. How about a time in Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 17 where David was facing this man Goliath? Y'all with me? Notice when David came up to the front line, there's something very subtle there. I took you to, I think, last time where this man, where his brother named Eliab, he accused him of coming to the front line just to see the battle. And he said, why don't you get back there anyway? You've left those sheep unattended. Now notice what he's trying to do. Bring accusation. Now notice what David said. David said this, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Now understand what's happening now. Here's some love coming forth. Is there not a cause? See, David was springing forth because he was a man after God's what? Own heart. And let's say in a person's life, let's say a mother is with her little child and walking down the sidewalk. All of a sudden, this dog gets loose. This dog starts charging towards him. What is the mother gonna do with that child? What? Protect that child. Let me say this. Does the mother take time to fear to the point that they take off and leave the child right there? No. See, there's a love that they got that overrides the fear of what's gonna happen to them. And I'm telling you that a lot of God's people have not gone out into the world because we haven't got the love of God for the world that God has. God so loved the what? World. He loved the world. He loves people that were cursing him, people that were worshiping false gods, people. God's desire, the Bible says in Timothy, is that all be saved. Everybody be saved. And let me tell you, when you wake up to the fact that you got a cause, even Martin Luther King said, hey, I don't fear anymore. I'm not fearing any man anymore. Because the love of God, man, the love of God can be so strong in you that you don't even think about fearing nothing. You want to get the job done. You want to get these people out of this poverty, out of this jail, out of this drug, off of the street. But when you don't love, you can't do that. That's what the whole story was about. In the Jericho Road, the Good Samaritan said, wait a minute. The lawyer was asking him, you know, some questions about eternal life. And he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the lawyer, he said, well, let me ask you this. Who is my neighbor? Man, that was a powerful question. And Jesus began to tell him a story. He said, you see, there was a man coming from Jerusalem down to Jericho. If you know anything about Jerusalem and Jericho, they're about 3,300 feet depth of below sea level. I mean, when you go down or when it goes down. And it's down a steep incline. But some thieves came. And when the thieves came, they saw him and robbed him and beat him and left him on the road half dead. But then comes a priest. The priest saw the condition of the man and said, let me pass by on the other side. I don't want to get involved in this. Then comes a Levite, and Levite saw him. And he went a little closer, but he said, I ain't gonna deal with that. But then here comes a Samaritan. Now, the Samaritan was the most outcast of the whole group. But the Bible says he came where the man was. See, sometimes you got to go where they are things. They ain't coming in here. You got to go where they are. Boy, this thing is all over me this morning. I don't know why. But he went where he was, poured in oil and wine, and then put him on his own beast or donkey, and then took him to the inn. And then he got him a room and nursed him that night. And the next morning he had to leave. And he paid the innkeeper. He said, now listen, you leave him here and take care of him. Now whatever else he needs to be paid for, I'll cover it when I get back. Then Jesus said, well, which one of these men was a neighbor? He said, the man who showed mercy. See, he switched it. He switched it. See, the man thought the man on the road was the neighbor. But that who wasn't the neighbor. The neighbor was the one who helped him. You see, when God raises you up to be ruler in this earth, your responsibility is to be a good neighbor. He said, I don't understand. He said, In Psalms chapter 82, he said, do justice to the afflicted and needy. He said, how long will you carry on like this? Now see, right away you say, well, I got to take care of my own self. That's your problem. That is your problem. Ain't nobody on your mind but yourself. And that is an unrighteous thought. Whoo, Lord, I didn't mean to get emotional there. I praise God. All right. Let's go to the last place. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 5, please. And let's look at verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall what? Reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, in the Amplified, I'm going to put it in there because I want to teach on it. Reign as kings. Reign as kings. All right? Turn with me now to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. When there is something in this world that we as a church don't like, it's our responsibility to change it. Principalities and of darkness, they may seem powerful, but I tell you this, they break down in the presence of kingdom-minded people. Say, I'm kingdom-minded. Now, you and I, now I'm talking about kings and priests now because that's a definite teaching of mine. Let's come back over here and just talk about royalty. Because you and I are a race of kings. We are the seed of Abraham. Hold something right there with me for just a moment and go back to Genesis chapter 17. I'm coming right back here to this place. Genesis chapter 17, please. This is when God came to Abraham. Verse 1, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am what? The Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of what? Many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be what? Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make what come out of thee? Nations of thee, and what else? Kings shall come out of thee. Now this is you. Say, I'm royalty. Now what I want to do with this, and I'm going to take up with it next time, is I'm going to paint a picture of an aristocratic mindset. There are things that you can't receive if you have a low mindset. God's going to bring you up to his level and his class. You are his child. You are royalty. You are in his family. You are part of the kingdom of God. You are not only a citizen, but you are an ambassador. And you are one that is sent here to take rulership over this entire earth. And we're going to train you up to do it. Praise God. Now, look over here in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, if you will. Let me know when you get there. Say praise the Lord. Verse 5, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Now what is he saying? He is saying, wait a minute, this thing is upside down here. He's saying, you know, I have seen the ones who's supposed to be on the horse acting like slaves on the ground. And the ones that are slaves sitting on the horse. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying he is saying this is not right. This is, I think, a picture of what has been really the state of the church. That we are supposed to be the head, Now we don't own the banks. We don't own the big. We're not controlling the money supply of the earth. It seems like folks are trying to tell us what to do. Look what it says in verse 16. Woe to thee, O land, when the king is a child and thy princes eat in the morning. There is something wrong here, and God wants to turn this thing around. You see, we're the ones that are supposed to be in charge. We're the ones that were supposed to be the ones that are running things out here, not the devil, not any other devil's bunch. Are you with me in what I'm saying here? So what am I saying? I'm saying now what we're going to do is turn this thing around. We're going to develop an aristocratic mindset, not a puffed up, I'm holier than thou mindset, but we're going to be like David. We're going to be one that can rule. We can talk with the kings and we can talk with the poor. We're going to be people that don't look down on folk unless we're going to lift them up. Say amen to this. And at the same time, we're not going to apologize for getting ahead. Say amen to that. You got to believe that you're entitled to the best of God. So now, part of that aristocratic mindset is to understand what you've got working with you and what you've got working in you. And one of the things that I want you to see is this whole idea of the fact that we have got angels with us. Now, I want you to see this now, because I want to pick up on some of this next time. That when you and I are moving about, we have got to understand that we are rulers in this earth, and we are now must be trained for rulership. We have to be trained for reigning. And a Holy Spirit is our teacher, and he's teaching us royalty and what it means. First, he tells you who you are, and that's your identity. You are not a chicken, you are an eagle. Second, he's going to tell you how to act. He's going to tell you how to sit, how to behave. He's going to tell you how to speak. He's going to tell you how to walk, how to talk. He's going to tell you how to think. He's going to tell you what your duties are in life. And see, there are certain things that God expects from his royal family. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, this doesn't develop automatically. God is going to have to teach us how to do these things. And when you and I go places, he wants us to be more mindful of his kingdom than we are of the places that we're going into. In other words, the principalities of darkness may seem powerful where you're going, but they're going to break down in the presence of kingdom-minded people. You see, when we go into those places, we're no longer going to travel alone. But like Elisha, we're going to have an entourage traveling with us. Now, this is not an entourage that you can see. This is a heavenly host. This is something that have been sent forth to go into places where we are going and secure the area, just like President Bush will have the Secret Service to go and they will secure an area. I remember when I was in India and I couldn't get a cell phone call out. I said, what is wrong? And so we looked outside the hotel and they had an electronic truck out there that the U.S. had sent over there to check all the airways because the president was coming to India. I'm here to tell you, this is what's about to happen in your life. God knows that he's about to send you into places of darkness, but he's going to send you have an entourage following you around right now, and all you got to do is give some orders. Let's go over to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, please. Let me know when you get there. Say praise the Lord. Look at verse 4. Where the word of a king is, come on, there is power. You see, all you got to do is start commanding some things to happen. You see, in our own own strength, we've been doing all the work. And we've been doing all the work because we lack the knowledge of God. But once you have the knowledge of God, an entire army cannot surround you and take you. Let's go over to Job, please, and Job chapter 22. And that's before the book of Psalms. Job chapter 22. Let me know when you get to Job chapter 22. Folks, it's about to be a brand new day. I said, it's about to be a brand new day. See, you've still been toiling. You think you've been at rest, but no, you still got some rest to do. You see, we've still been working too hard because, like the centurion said, Master, you don't need to come to the house. Just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Folks, there are angels that bring revelation. There are angels that bring protection. There are angels that bring prosperity. There are angels that bring all kinds of things. All you got to do is call for it. Look what it said in Job chapter 22. Look at verse 28. Thou shalt decree a thing. Keep going. And it shall be established unto thee. What are you decreeing? It's time to decree some stuff out here. Now turn to the last place over in Micah chapter 4. You are a race of kings. He said, go ye into the world. We're about to go into the world. But I'm telling you right now that ain't no dangers going to touch us. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Keep going, and over all the power of the devil, and nothing is going to by any means hurt you. Look at Micah chapter 4 and look at verse 9. Now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no what in you? King in you. Let me ask you the question. Why aren't you taking advantage of some of these opportunities? Is there no king in you? Let me come to this side. Why have you not gone out and rescued the lost? Is there no king in you? Why are you still broke? Is there no king in you? I'm here to tell you, we're going to wake up this aristocratic. We're going to wake it up inside of you. Not only are you going to be above, but you're going to help the people that are down underneath. Why? Because you've been chosen for this hour. Why? So the world will not go to hell. We ain't going to tolerate what's happening much longer because there is a cause.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that. Now, that's called kingdom mentality. Now, this mindset of the kingdom is something that you and I need to be able to do the things that God has called us to do. In other words, you can't reach the promises of God or the destinies of God without the mindset of God, that we have to renew our mind to the way God thinks so that we can get to the destinies that God has for our lives. Now, here's the key. You and I are responsible for this planet. Now, when I say that, I know that's a mouthful, but that's the truth. When you and I, as the church, are placed in this world, we're responsible for this world. The drug problem is not their problem. It's a church problem. In other words, the church is supposed to be here to transform the world into a kingdom culture. And that's supposed to be our job. So we're responsible for this planet. If there's something in this planet we don't like, we can change it, and we can do it supernaturally. This is a powerful teaching. I want you to look at the address and phone number on your screen, write it down, call us right away. The phone number is right there. Order this particular series. It is powerful. This teaching takes you into the realities of what we have, what we can do, and who we are in Christ once you get born again. Like I said, people get born again, but don't realize what all we can do because our minds are not renewed to think that way. Well, this tape series is designed to renew your mind, to bring you into a thinking that perhaps you've never had before. It is a powerful series. Order it right away. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
When you were born again, you were born into a race of kings. In this new kingdom, you must renew your mind to a greater level of thinking, believing, and operating. The nature that is now on the inside of you is the nature of a ruler. It's time that you take your rightful place as a child of God and possess a kingdom mentality.
There are things that you can't receive if you have a low mindset. God's going to bring you up to His level and His class. You are His child. You are royalty. You are in His family. You are part of the kingdom of God.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn how to go beyond salvation into kingdom living.
You're not only a citizen, but you are an ambassador, and you're one that is sent here to take rulership over this entire earth, and we're going to train you up to do it. Praise God.
Order Understanding Our Divinity, Part 3, Kingdom Mentality today, and Dr. Winston will explain why we are not subjects of God, but sons and daughters. Why the enemy cannot stand against a kingdom-minded person. Why the world's problems are the responsibility of the church. How to decree a thing, and it shall be established, and much more.
And there is King in you, and we're training you up so that your tongue will do the work for you. That once you speak it, angels will take off.
To order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, Part 3, Kingdom Mentality, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. If we are to truly reign as kings in this life, we must cultivate a kingdom mentality. Order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, Part 3, Kingdom Mentality today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17. He said, they said, when will the kingdom of God come? He said, my friend, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, the whole government is in you. The whole government of God is in you. Once you receive the king, who is Jesus, you receive the whole government. And the government shall be upon his shoulder.